This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Top flight officiating crew for tonight, Rick Toll, Jeremy Smith, and Dave Schwartz. And good to see our buddy Dan Smith here tonight as well. One of the top officiating crews you will find tonight. No jump ball, of course. It'll be Rick Toll to hand it off to Clayton Daneman, and the visiting Comets will get it to start with the midcourt trigger. Greenville in the road blue uniforms, Comets in white lettering across the front. Carlinville in the home whites, trimmed out in the red and the blue. Here's a quick trigger three, right wing, left short by Schaufelberger, and the rebound corralled by Duckles out in the right corner. And Carlinville has their first offensive possession as Ethan Siglock will walk it into the front court, man-to-man defense for the Comets to start here. Pressured out front, Gardner got his hand on that basketball, but it found its way to Duckles, top of the key. Here's Mason Duckles, puts it on the deck right side. Between his legs, crosses over, lost the handle. He's going to pull up from 18, hit on the release, and free throws coming for Mason Duckles. So just underway, opening quarter, 7:22 for the first frame. And the foul on the Comets going on Schaufelberger, his first, and Mason Duckles to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. First toss for Mason is off the heel, too strong. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. Second toss for Duckles. He back-rimmed that one as well, misses the pair, and the rebound down to the Comets. Here's Schaufelberger quickly into the front court. Top of the key, Gardner puts it on the deck foul line, dumps it off to Grohl. Attacks left-hand layup good for Nathan Grohl, and the Comets on the board. Greenville won the JV game in runaway fashion, running clock for the entirety of the fourth quarter. 1 minute gone by first quarter. Cavies and Comets. Greenville leading 2-0. Here's Siglock. Picks up his dribble. Left side of the key. Leaves it back now for Aiden Taberzi. Taberzi into the triple threat position. Gets a ball screen from Wills. Leaves it volleyball spike line for Trim. Ethan Trim thought about feeding the post top of the key. Decides against it wisely. Now he puts it on the deck. That was not a good decision. Stripped by Schaufelberger. Attacks. Are they going to count it? No. They'll call the foul on the floor. Schaufelberger, no and one opportunity. The foul committed on the floor. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Comets. The foul going on Siglock, his first. Schaufelberger will trigger in, standing on the block, red E and Cavaliers on the baseline. Off to Daneman, leaves it for Schaufelberger. Nice set, dumps it down to Grohl. Off the window is good, left side. Carlinville lost sight of Nathan Grohl there. The 6'1 junior has all four Greenville points. 6:25 first quarter. Here come the Cavaliers into the front court with Siglock on the right wing. Wants to attack the baseline, cut off there by Gardner. Here's Trim, tries to feed the post down to Wills. Double team, has to track it down on the baseline as his pass is deflected out by Greenville. It'll stay with Carlinville on the baseline. It'll be Duckles to throw in. Gets it right into the right corner. Taberzi triggers the three, missed it. Offensive rebound, Trim. Ethan muscles up and lays it in. Good soft touch for Ethan Trim. His first bucket has Carlinville on the board. 6 minutes, opening quarter, 4-2 Greenville. Here's Manhart, leaves it off for Grohl. Nathan dribble drive, kicks to Gardner, open for three. Missed it, offensive rebound, Grohl put back, no, but he was fouled. Second foul of the ball game, whistled on Carlinville. Two free throws for Nathan Grohl as he'll be at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. And the guilty party is going to be Aaron Wills, his first. Grohl has all four Comet points. The lefty lines up the first toss and back rimmed it. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, they are fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture that's on sale. Take it home today. The second free throw for Grohl is good. And he keeps the old adage alive that a lefty never misses two foul shots in a row. 5-2, Greenville with the lead. 5:50 opening quarter. It's Nathan Grohl 5, Carlinville 2. Here's Siglock. Leaves it left wing for Taberzi. Feeds the block down to Wills. Deflected out by Grohl, but Wills able to corral. Now dumps it off to Siglock on the left wing. Wills reposts. Has the ball outside the paint. Spins middle. Taberzi right wing. Off to Duckles. Now he drives right baseline. Shovels back to Trim. Ethan spins middle. Lost the handle. Got it back. Nice shot. Ethan Trim off the window. Falling away from just outside the painted area. And it's 5-4 Greenville. Here's Gardner on the blow-by pass. Duckles dumps it back to Grohl. He lost the handle, and he's going to get tied up underneath, but we're going to get a whistle and foul on Trim. They're going to say Ethan got a hold on the arm before he got the basketball. Third team foul, first personal foul on Carlinville. That's one of those fouls you'll live with if you're David Suits. That's just a hustle effort foul there from Ethan Trim going for the basketball underneath the hoop. Schaufelberger gets it into Gardner, right back to Jack. He'll trigger the three ball. Back rim to Too Strong. Offensive rebound to Nathan Grohl. He kicks out to Schaufelberger. Head fakes the three, drives baseline, rejected by Aaron Wills. Aaron did not go for the ball fake. 5 minutes, first quarter, a one-point lead for Greenville. 5-4, Cavaliers have the basketball across the timeline. Here's Siglock. Paint opens up. Ethan attacks and draws the foul. Second foul on Greenville. And they're going to get Schaufelberger with the personal. That's his first. With 4:55 for the opening quarter, we will get our first quarter mask timeout. Greenville 5, Carletonville 4. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Gabe Logger into the ball game for Greenville, the 6'3 senior replacing Clayton Daneman. Carletonville ball, Trim having trouble getting it and in, throws it off of Grohl out of bounds, and Carletonville will reset. This time it'll be Duckles to come on the trigger for Carletonville. Cavies put a man at each corner of the lane as Duckles on the right wing to Siglock. Ethan, ball fakes the three, now leaves it back, volleyball spike line for Taberzi. Into the hands of Duckles, right corner. Mason Duckles puts it on the deck, leaves it off now for Taberzi out at that volleyball spike line. His pass is tipped by Schaufelberger, finds its way home to Siglock. Here's Ethan, drives left baseline, nice pass to Taberzi, off the window, it's good, Aiden Taberzi, and Carletonville their first lead, 6-5. That was a beautiful find from Ethan Siglock. Fired a dart right across the lane to Taberzi. Here's Jalen Betts, who's checked in for Greenville. He's a 5'9 junior. Top of the key with Schaufelberger now. Jack puts it between his legs, spins left elbow on the baseline. Grohl attacks, tough angle shot, missed it, but he was fouled. Fourth team foul on Carletonville with 4:12 for the opening quarter. It looks like Aaron Wills will be picking up personal foul number two. To the free throw line goes Nathan Grohl, the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Grohl's third foul shot of the night rolls off. He's one out of three at the stripe. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering since 1854. Cabinet designs, blinds, mattresses, and more at Heinz Furniture. Wills and Duckles out. Aiden Toss has checked in, 5'11 senior, along with Alex Strutner, a 5'10 senior. Grohl's second toss is good. He gets one out of two again. He has all six Comet points, and we are tied at six with 4:12 for the first quarter. Grohl will get a breather now, as back onto the floor is Jack Schaufelberger. Halfway through the opening quarter, 6-6 our score. Into the hands of Strutner on the left wing. Strutner finds Taberzi. No, stolen by Fletcher Manhart. Manhart stepped right into the passing lane. Lead pass off the window. It's good for Peyton McCullough, who's into the ball game. Peyton, a 5'10 junior. In the first Comet, not named Nathan Grohl, the score. 8-6 Comets, 3:40 first quarter. Here's Strutner in the right corner. Picks up the dribble. Now he's in a little bit of trouble. Gets it back between the circles to Taberzi. Left side of the key with Siglock. Gets a ball screen from Tosh. Now he splits the middle, attacks, and draws the foul. He got on that right wing and was able to knife through the double team. And he'll be at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Third team foul on Greenville. And the first personal on Jalen Betts. Ethan Siglock at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two tosses. First toss is no good, Too Strong. Fifth generation at Heinz Furniture. They're stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Taberzi will head out. Mason Duckles returns for David Suits and Carletonville. Siglock will get his second toss. Lane violation coming here. The free throw rattles out, no good. But they're going to say Trim was in first. Boy, it looked like Jalen Betts got into the lane first. We'll see. Jeremy Smith will get together with David Schwartz. I think that should be a lane violation on Greenville. We'll see. Now Rick Toll coming over. All three officials getting together. This is what you always like to see, conversation. They will get it right. See Rick Toll pointing back towards the area where Jalen Betts was. Three different players were in the lane, two Comets, one Cavalier. It looked to my eye like Betts was in first, but Dave Schwartz and Jeremy Smith still having a conversation about it. They've had Trim in early. I think Jeremy had Betts in early. And they're still having a conversation. Both are very certain of what they saw. Two really good officials here having a conversation. A longer conversation than you normally see in this spot. And what are we going to get? There it is. They're going to say blue violation. They got it right. That is the right call. That is a fantastic piece of officiating by all three men here tonight, getting the call correct. So it'll be a lane violation on Jalen Betts, and Ethan Siglock will get a second toss. Second toss now, or third toss really, but only the second one that counts. He missed that too. Cronville's 0-for-4 at the Heinz Furniture free throw line, an 8-6 Greenville lead, 3:20 first quarter. Top of the key, McCullough. He wants that triple straight on, knock it down. Peyton McCullough, he has 5 points off the Comet bench, and it's 11-6 Greenville, 3:10 first quarter. Here's Siglock into the front court on the right wing, leaves it for Strutner. On the block to Trim, Ethan tries to finger roll through two Comet defenders. Comes up short. Rebound down to Manhart. Lead pass Schaufelberger. Nope, travel on Jack Schaufelberger. He took that extra little Euro step. And that'll be the first Greenville turnover. 2:58 for the opening quarter. Substitution now for the Cavaliers. Aiden DeBerze returns. Alex Strutner will head out. Again here in the COVID season at Carlinville, the benches are on the stage. The scorer's table is on the stage. The players have to hop up on the stage to get to the bench. Right elbow with Aiden Tosh. He will leave it back now for Siglock. Ethan thought about the three a couple different times. Now back to DeBerze. In the corner goes with Duckles. Mason Duckles holding, drives right baseline. Tiptoes along that baseline, but then the pass is deflected out. Last touch by Greenville. Stays with Carlinville. Substitution to the table for the Comets. That's Clayton Daneman returning. He will replace Gabe Lager. 2.5 minutes, first quarter. It'll be Carlinville ball on the sideline, right in front of the Greenville bench, stage side. Out it goes to Aiden DeBerze. He's bouncing out between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Gets a screen from Trim, works opposite of that ball screen. Picks up the bounce now with the volleyball spike line, pivots around back to Siglock. It goes at the volleyball spike line, extended now on the right wing. Siglock, dribble drive, cut off, rises up from 12. Yes, for Ethan Siglock. Ethan's first bucket. It's 11-8. Greenville with the lead on the attack now. Comets quickly into the front court with Betts. Into the hands of Fletcher Manhart on the right wing with McCullough. Back to Jalen Betts now. Underneath to Peyton McCullough. Top of the key to Manhart. Didn't catch it cleanly. Might have been thinking about the three before the catch. Off to Manhart, back to McAuliffe, back to Fletcher now. Fletcher, he wants the three ball right side of the key. You rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Ethan Trim. 100 seconds first quarter. A three-point Greenville lead, 11-8. Here's Siglock. Picked up the dribble, tries to feed the post, and threw it away. Third, Carlinville turnover. Good pressure, man-to-man defense that time from the Comets. Made that entry pass a challenge for Carlinville. Jalen Betts will head out and get a breather. Desmond Gardner back on the floor for the Comets. Here's Fletcher Manhart. Dribble handoff to McAuliffe. Left wing it goes now to Schaufelberger. Top of the key with Daneman. Leaves it back for Gardner. He triggers a three off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Siglock. Minute 15 for the first quarter. Here's Ethan. Into the front court. Leaves it top of the key for Trim. In the left corner, it goes with DeBerze. Aiden DeBerze drives baseline, tries to spin back, cut off, leaves it back for Trim now on the left wing. Ethan Trim throws it away. Just too much steam on that pass. He was looking for Aiden Tosh down there who had his defender sealed, but the pass didn't have enough loft on it, and it was on a straight line right out of bounds. Final minute, first quarter, a three-point Comet lead. Here's Daneman. At the foul line, Clayton Daneman, nice bounce pass to Schaufelberger. Little pump fake up and in for Jack Schaufelberger. Good patience down there on the right block from Schaufelberger. He did not panic, did not rush. 13-8 Comets, 40 seconds first quarter. DeBerze handling out near midcourt, picked up the dribble now. He's going to throw it left wing to Mason Duckles and David Suits. Once a timeout. 34.6 seconds for the first quarter. It is Greenville 13, Carlinville 8. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. 34.6 seconds for the first quarter. Greenville up 13-8. Cardinalville has the basketball. On the bounce, Aiden DeBerzy. Gets to the right elbow. Cut off there. Back to Mason Duckles beyond the three-point line. Duckles now on the dribble right side. He's going to bring it back. Top of the key. Has the ball poked away by Schaufelberger, but able to get it back. Leaves it off for Trim. Ethan Trim bowls his way down into the middle of the lane. He's going to be tied up, and on the arrow, it'll stay with Cardinalville, I think. The officials pointed the other way, but the arrow has it with the Cavaliers, and it's going to be Cardinalville ball. 15.2 seconds first quarter. It'll be Mason Duckles to throw in right side of the lane. Cavies line up everyone on the baseline. They lob over the right block to Aiden DeBerzy. He makes the catch, pulls it now back near midcourt. 10 seconds for the quarter. Gets a ball screen from Trim. Still out near midcourt. Schaufelberger went for the steal, didn't get it. Here's Duckles with three. Trim, he's going to have to take the shot. Gets all the way to the rim. Left it short to follow after the horn. One quarter in the books here at the Big House on West Main. It is Greenville 13, Cardinalville 8. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. So many strange things about this COVID season. Final home game for Cardinalville tonight, but it's not senior night. That happened a few weeks ago back on February 19th, and Greenville had their senior night, their first home game, and we've seen a lot of schools doing that. You don't want to wait to the last game because, well, you might wind up in quarantine and never get there. Saw Joe Allstat here earlier this evening talking about the opening football week, and he said their first game will be senior night for the Comets in the football season. Just one of those oddities here in the COVID season. A five-point Greenville lead. They have the basketball to start the second quarter. Christian Bowers on the floor for the Comets along with Nathan Grohl. Also, Ryan Heath is in the ball game, 5'8 senior. Desmond Gardner is out there along with Fletcher Mayenhart. Cavaliers have Siglock, Wills, DeBerzy, Duckles, and Tosh on the floor right now. Here is Fletcher Mayenhart on the right wing. Cardinalville man-to-man defense. Fletcher cut off that baseline nicely by Tosh. They swing it left side with Christian Bauer. Left side of the key to Gardner. Bounce pass at the elbow to Grohl. Hand off right back to Gardner. Comets, quick ball movement here with Fletcher Mayenhart on the left wing. He gives it back to Heath. Right elbow to Grohl. Fakes the handoff to Mayenhart. Leaves it back now for Bauer. Christian Bauer puts it on the deck. Here's Gardner, feeds the block to Grohl, spins middle, rises up, soft touch for the lefty, rattles down. 8 points for Nathan Grohl. That was a super patient possession from the Greenville Comets. All five players touched it multiple times, both sides of the floor, in and out, and eventually the nice bucket for Grohl. Here's a bad turnover for the Cardinalville Cavaliers, their fifth. Mayenhart lead pass, Gardner up and down for the easy deuce. First bucket for Desmond Gardner, and it's 17-8 Greenville. A little bit of danger time here for Cardinalville. They don't want to lose sight here of the Comets. They can put a spurt on you. Nice shot, Aiden DeBerzy. Knocks it down, contested from about 15 feet off the right elbow. He has four. 17-10 Greenville on the dribble drive. Bauer attacks with a strong move off the right side. His first bucket. There was no hesitation there. He caught that ball at the foul line and just attacked strong. 6 minutes, first half, a 9-point Greenville lead. Here's Siglock. Picked up the dribble at the foul line, leaves it back now for Aaron Wills. Wills high above his head, dumps it to Tosh. Aiden Tosh cut off there nicely by Christian Bauer. Left side of the key now with Mason Duckles. Mason puts it on the deck, brings it into the right corner. Good job of defense by Ryan Heath to move his feet and stay with Duckles. Now Mason, bounce pass to Berzy, and he is fouled on the release. They'll get Grohl on the foul, got him with the body. Aiden DeBerzy will be at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two tosses, 5:38 for the first half, a 9-point Greenville lead. DeBerzy, 4 points, make it five. Pure with that toss. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering since 1854 with cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Ethan Trim back on the floor for Cardinalville. Also, Aaron Wills on the floor. Alex Strutner is out there along with Ethan Siglock. And at the free throw line, Aiden DeBerzy. Back rim to the second toss. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Gardner. Here come the Comets. Fletcher Mayenhart, a tough 14-footer off 1 foot, too strong. And the rebound down to Siglock for the Cavaliers. 5:25 first half. Here's Strutner in the right corner. Feeds the block. down to Ethan Trim. Ethan draws a crowd, kicks out to Taberzi into the hands of Siglock. Here's Wills, middle of the paint, rises up, too strong. Offensive rebound, Trim, the putback is good for the big fella. He has six. And the lead is six for the Comets, 19-13. They are quickly into the front court with Heath. Off to Grohl, back to Heath. Top of the key now with Christian Bauer. In the corner it goes to Desmond Gardner. Off to Fletcher Manhart. Manhart now on the left wing. Wants to attack, cut off nicely by Taberzi. Here's Gardner, top of the key with Bauer. On to the right wing with Heath. Back to Bauer. He's open for three. Yes, Christian Bauer, pure right there, tickling the twine. He has five, 22-13, Greenville. Where the Comets ball movement has really been good here. There's a nice backdoor find. Siglock, Taberzi missed it. Good contestant there. I think that was Bauer. And he pulls down the rebound. Manhart goes behind the back. He's straight down the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Gardner for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Ethan Trim. Carthenville wants to run. Siglock pushing. One on four. That's going to be an offensive foul. Yes, he just bowled right over Ryan Heath. Easy call there. Sixth turnover. Second personal foul on Siglock. Fifth team foul on the Cavaliers. Boy, coaches love it when they see a youngster stand in and take a charge. And with 4:18 for the first half, we will get our second quarter mask timeout. Greenville 22, Carthenville 13. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Carthenville High School. About choked on my drink of water during that break. 4:15 for the first half, a 9-point Greenville lead, 22-13. Here's Gabe Logger back on the floor. He dribble handoff to Jalen Betts. He leaves it across the right side of the floor to Peyton McCullough. Into the hands of Jack Schaufelberger. He dumps it off to Logger. Into the hands of Peyton McCullough. Back up top now with Daneman on the right wing to Jalen Betts. He drives baseline, cut off there by Ryan Hart, who checked in at the timeout there. Three ball from McCullough off the mark, but the offensive rebound down to Clayton Daneman. He lays it up and in. 24-13 Greenville, 3:35 first half. Comets have lost just two games this year, both to the undefeated Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. We'll have Hillsboro back on the radio Monday. Big showdown with Pena. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader, Hillsboro and Pena. Boys game live at about 7. The girls game will follow Monday night. Always find the broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com. We've got it set through the remainder of the basketball season and the first week of the high school football season. In the middle, Wills, he was surrounded by four blue jerseys. He ripped it away from all of them and laid it up and in. And now the Comets turn it over, coming back the other way. The pass behind Schaufelberger out of bounds. I have that as just the second Greenville turnover. Strutner will take a breather for Carthenville. Mason Duckles back on the floor. 24-15, Greenville with the lead, 3:03 first half. Ethan Siglock going to get a breather for Carthenville. So the Cavies have Trim, Duckles, Wills, Taberzi, and Ryan Hart on the floor. Ryan's a 5'11 sophomore, sets the ball screen for Taberzi. Now Hart has it on the right wing. Dumps it to Trim inside the painted area. Fakes the pass to the corner, rises up, missed it. Rebound and a jump ball as Wills able to tie up with Daneman, and the Cavies will keep it on the arrow. 2:44 for the first half of play. Carthenville hanging around here. 11 has been the biggest lead for the Comets. Here's Hart. Triggers a three, missed it off the inbounds, and Trim the last to touch there as he was battling with Daneman. It'll be Greenville ball, 2:40 first half. Nathan Grohl leads all scorers. He has eight for the Comets. Ethan Trim leading Carthenville with six. Comets have the basketball right wing with Peyton McCullough. Top of the key with Daneman. On the left wing, Schaufelberger. Back to Betts on the right wing now with McCullough. At the foul line, Gabe Logger leaves it on the left wing for Schaufelberger. We have seen this patience from the Comets here tonight, and it's usually ended in a real quality shot. Here's McCullough on the right wing. Peyton, skip pass to Jalen Betts. He wanted to drive the baseline, cut off. Leaves it back for Schaufelberger, open for three. Yes, Jack Schaufelberger cans the open triple, and good ball movement again leads to a wide open look for the Comets. 27-15 Greenville. Carthenville played good defense there. Greenville just waited them out. Duckles on the attack and a foul, and Mason will be at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. when a team is moving the ball like that side to side and everyone is touching it, you can only play defense for so long before someone gets wide open. That's just good offense beating good defense. The foul for Greenville on Dannemann, his first. Team's fifth. Duckles at the line, puts home the first toss. His first point of the night at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. They are fifth generation at Heinz Furniture. They are stocked with quality furniture on sale. You can take it home today or tomorrow. 107 seconds for the first half. We're going to have a substitution for the Comets. Fletcher Manhart returning and Gabe Lager will get a breather. With the Comets so fundamentally sound and have been, well, the entirety of Todd Cantrell's time. Heck of a basketball coach. Free throw is off the mark for Mason Duckles. Offensive rebound, Wills, and Aaron is fouled. He was surrounded by three Comets and somehow came down with the basketball. Six-team foul, so still not over the limit. The foul on Dannemann will be his second. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavaliers. Greenville leading 27-16. And with that, Nathan Grohl quickly to the table. He will check in, replacing Dannemann with those two fouls. Cavs line, everybody up on the baseline. Duckles looking. Gets it in the near corner to Aiden DeBerzy. DeBerzy now. Foul line to Wills. Duckles left wing. Mason puts it on the deck, draws a crowd, pivots around, lost the bounce now, looking for some assistance. Finds it in the form of DeBerzy on the right wing. Top of the key it goes to Mason Duckles. Duckles, dribble drive. The layup is good for Duckles. Nice, strong move for Mason. His first field goal. He has 3 points. The Comets come right back. Betts down to Schaufelberger. Kicks it out to Betts. Top of the key to Grohl. Here's Manhart for three. Back rim to too strong. Long rebound out to midcourt. It goes to DeBerzy. Then he's fouled by Manhart. That is Fletcher's second, seventh team foul. So that puts Greenville over the line and sends Carthenville to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. 71 seconds for the first half. This will be one and bonus. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering since 1854 with cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Schaufelberger out for Greenville. Peyton McCullough is in for the Comets. Ethan Siglock back on the floor for Carthenville. DeBerzy missed the front end of the one and bonus. Comets pushing now, up 27-18. Here's Jalen Betts at the free throw line. Leaves it on the wing for Peyton McCullough. He checks the clock quickly into the final minute of the first half. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the intermission. On the right wing with Christian Bauer. Left wing into the hands of Manhart. Fletcher puts it on the deck, cut off there nicely. Good defense by Aiden DeBerzy. On the left wing with Bauer, into the hands of Jalen Betts. He wants to attack. Tough shot. Gets the soft bounce to go. Hit the back rim, side rim, and down for Jalen Betts. His first bucket, 29-18 Comets. Half a minute for quarter number two. Here's Siglock. Hand off to Mason Duckles. Duckles now way out on the right wing. He'll bring it across the head of the key with the left-hand dribble. Now he brings it back right side of the key. Leaves it off now for DeBerzy out at the volleyball spike line, extended on the left side. 10 seconds for the half. DeBerzy has it jarred loose with seven. Lost his dribble with five. Here's Duckles with three. Still at the volleyball spike line with two. Attacks, floats it up off the window, and no. Good defense there by the Comets late, forcing Carthenville out near midcourt as the half came to a close. So after two quarters, it is Greenville 29, Carthenville 18. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on FM 106. And Rick Toll had to get his whistle inside of his mask, and now we're ready to go. That's another thing here. You haven't, you know, we think about the players wearing the mask, but the officials are wearing the mask while still using a whistle. They have had a lot of extra things they have to go through here. But we got to have them. Can't play without the officials. Here's a three ball off the right wing from Schaufelberger, and that's how the second half gets underway for the Comets. I think that was Fletcher Manhart who kicked it out to him, and Schaufelberger was wide open for the triple. 32-18 Comets. You know, the masks for the players it's been a non-factor in every game I've seen this year. You just don't see issues with players fidgeting with the masks or with masks falling down below the chin. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every kid has the mask up above their nose, but you don't see kids wearing them as chin straps. You just don't see that. 7-10 for the third quarter. And I want to be honest. If I was out there playing, I wouldn't have a cover in my nose. It'd be over my mouth, and that would be that. 7 minutes for quarter number three on the left wing with Mason Duckles. But again, kids are so adaptable, much more adaptable than us old crusty adults. 6:50 for the third. Here's Trim. Volleyball spike line with DeBerzy. And they've got special masks now for the football players. They're going to strap onto the face mask. They won't actually cover the mask like the traditional face covering, but they'll be able to use their mouthpieces. So that will be good, at least for the football player. Schaufelberger missed the layup. The rebound down to Siglock. He pushes. His length of the floor pass is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cavaliers. Of course, they're going to make the soccer players wear masks. Wrestling not going to have to wear masks, and still waiting word on what they will do with baseball and softball in terms of masks and the actual in-game play. Here's Duckles for three. Yes, out of the left corner for Mason Duckles. He has 6 points. First triple of the night for Carthenville. 32-21, Comets lead. That pass from Grohl the Gardner kicked out of there. And it will stay with the Comets. 6:17 for the third quarter. Here's Desmond Gardner. Sideline trigger in front of the Comet bench. Gets it off to Fletcher Manhart. Back to Nathan Grohl. Grohl leaves it back for Schaufelberger. He'll trigger another three, back rim this one, and the rebound down to Ethan Trim. Good strong board there with the blockout of Daneman. 6 minutes, third quarter, a 32-21 Greenville lead. Here's Siglock, picked up his dribble. He pivots around, leads it off for Wills on the right wing. Aaron Wills now, give and go with Duckles. Mason got to the front of the rim, ball jarred loose, tied up by Schaufelberger, and the Cavies will keep it on the arrow. Active hands defensively for Greenville. They get after you, force you into mistakes. 5:50, third quarter. Trim gets it into Duckles. He's hit on the release and free throws for Mason Duckles. They'll get Schaufelberger. That was a nice out-of-bounds set as Duckles was able to seal his defender in a nice bounce pass from Ethan Trim. So to the Heinz Furniture free throw line goes Mason Duckles. Duckles, the 5'10 junior, 6 points tonight. The toss is no good, rattled out. Heinz Furniture, their fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Schaufelberger will sit for the Comets. Fletcher Manhart back on the floor. Actually, Christian Bauer is the Comet who came on the floor there. As the second free throw, no good for Duckles. Here's Manhart, leaves it off for Bauer. Christian on the right wing, top of the key with Daneman. Left wing now with Desmond Gardner. Gardner off the left wing, leaves it back now for Bauer. Into the hands of Manhart. Left wing with Gardner. 5:25 for the third. Daneman top of the key, leaves it for Bauer on the right wing. Here's Fletcher. Goes between the legs, now left wing off to Gardner. Man-to-man defense for the Cavies. Another patient possession here for the Comets with the good ball movement. Bauer dribble drive, kicks to Gardner. Down in the block to Grohl. Spins middle, rises up off the window. It's good for Nathan Grohl. There's just not much you can do different defensively than Carlinville is doing. Greenville's just outlasting them with the ball movement. Here's Siglock. Spins, drives baseline to Bersey. They swing it now to Duckles on the left wing. Mason Duckles back between the circles to Siglock. 4:50 for the third quarter. Down to Wills. Aaron, deep position off the window. It's good for Aaron Wills. He has 4 points. 34-23. Carlinville having a time here getting it inside of that 11-point mark. Here is Manhart. Leaves it for Daneman. Left wing. Here's a three for Bauer. Rattle it down. Christian Bauer. His first triple. He has 8 points. Check that. His second triple as he has 8 points. And it's 37-23 Comets. They've hit two threes in the quarter. Five triples for the game. 37-23. Here's Siglock, drives baseline, got caught and turned it over. Taken away by Manhart. Here's Fletcher, a little Euro step middle, tough shot, left it short. Rebound down to DeBerzy. He will race into the front court, now slows it up with a pass to Mason Duckles. Halfway through the third quarter, 37-23 Comets. Duckles is fouled out there by Fletcher Manhart. That'll be the third on Fletcher. Second of the half on the Comets. Substitutions at the table here for both teams. Three subs on both sides. Aiden Tosh, Ryan Hart, and Alex Strutner are in for Carthenville. And we'll get to the Greenville subs after we come back from our third quarter mask timeout. 3:57 for the third. Greenville 37, Carthenville 23. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Cavaliers have it on the baseline. Strutner has to safety valve it out to midcourt. Is tracked down right at the line by Hart. Now Siglock for a three, hit on the release, and three free throws for Ethan Siglock. The foul will go on Jalen Betts. That'll be his second, and that will not make Todd Cantrell happy. Betts has headed over for a conversation with his head coach right now. Pretty straightforward conversation. You can't do that. At the Heinz Furniture free throw line, Siglock knocks down toss number one. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. Free throw is good for Siglock. Pure with the first two tosses. Now he will try to complete the new age three-point play. Wills out, Trim back in for Carthenville. A free throw here can get it back to that 11-point mark. Free throw is off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Greenville and Gabe Logger. Betts pushing into the front court. Off the bounce, leaves it baseline. Danneman, no. Good contestant there by Siglock. And the Cavaliers down a dozen, have the basketball. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Ethan out front, gets a ball screen from Trim, kicks it off to Strutner now in the right corner. Right side of the key with Ryan Hart. Hart works opposite the ball screen, bounce pass in the corner. Strutner feeds the right block down to Trim. Ethan, reverse layup, counted, and the foul for the big fella. He has eight, and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play to make it a single-digit ball game. 3:21 for the third, 37-27 Greenville, and Ethan Trim at the Heinz Furniture free throw line, 4-1. They are stocked with quality furniture on sale at Heinz Furniture. Take it home today. Fifth generation at Heinz Furniture. Aiden DeBerzy going to check back in along with Mason Duckles. Strutner and Siglock will get breathers. Fletcher Manhart coming to the table for the Comets. Checks in, hops off the stage, and will replace Clayton Danneman. Both head coaches stay on the floor in front of the stage with the benches up on the stage. Free throw for Trim is good. Ethan does get the old-fashioned three, and it's a single-digit ball game, 37-28. Here's Bauer on the right wing now with Manhart. Top of the key, Betts. He wants to put it on the floor, attacks, leaves it for Logger. Short baseline jump shot rattled out, rebound down to Trim. Cavaliers a chance to cut in even further. 3 minutes for the third quarter. Here is Hart. Dangerous cross-court pass found its way home to Aiden DeBerzy. DeBerzy now skips it to Hart. Ryan Hart down to Trim on the right block. Ethan muscles it up, left it short, and the rebound down to Christian Bauer for Greenville. Ethan just didn't get it quite high enough off that window there. Here's Logger, attacks right back at you, forced it, missed it, and the rebound down to Trim. Still the 9-point Greenville lead. What could Carthenville get it to 5 at the end of this quarter? 2.5 minutes for the third. Here's Duckles on the right wing. Mason Duckles brings it to the head of the key with the left-hand bounce. Now reverses course, comes back right side, gets a screen from Tosh. All the way on the baseline, reverse layup is good for Mason Duckles. He just kept the bounce alive and eventually worked his way for the reverse layup. The lead is 7 for Greenville. It was 14 earlier this quarter, 2 minutes third quarter on the attack. Betts, top of the key, 3, short and down with the soft touch for Jalen Betts. Hit the front rim and crawled over. A 10-point lead now for the Comets. That is Greenville's third triple of the quarter. 108 seconds for quarter number three. Handling out front is Ryan Hart, being hounded by Fletcher Manhart. And when you're playing the Comets and you're handling the ball, you're going to have a Comet defender all over you all night. Right there, Trim put it on the deck, stripped out by McCullough, but it found its way to Duckles, rolled right to him on the right wing. Now he lost the handle out of bounds, jarred loose by Manhart. That'll be a turnover on the Cavaliers. This has been a low turnover game on both sides. Unofficially, I have 8 for Carletonville, just 2 for Greenville. 87 seconds for the third quarter. Tosh and Hart out for the Cavaliers as Wills and Siglock back. The lead is 10 for Greenville. They have the basketball. Fletcher Manhart driving baseline and a push on Wills. That'll be the third on Aaron Wills. First of the half on Carletonville. 73 seconds for the quarter. It'll be Greenville ball. They've got a man at each elbow and a man in each corner. Fletcher Manhart to throw in. He will do so to Peyton McCullough. Right side of the key now with Christian Bauer into the hands of Desmond Gardner. Dangerous bounce pass stolen by Siglock. Ethan attacks, counted, and the foul for Ethan Siglock. 6 for Siglock off the steal. And the clock will stop with 62 seconds for the third quarter. Back to a single-digit Greenville lead at 8. And that has Todd Cantrell just leaning up against the stage. You can just tell the frustration with the body language. The foul on Manhart, his 4th, and that would be part of the frustration. At the Heinz Furniture free throw line, Siglock back rims it, and on the rebound, a foul coming out on Ethan Trim. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering with a cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. The foul on Trim, his 2nd. An 8-point Greenville lead. Wills is out for the Cavaliers as Aiden Tosh back onto the floor. Final minute, third quarter. Here's Jalen Betts into the front court. Left wing with Gardner. Top of the key with Christian Bauer. Here's Bauer now. Right side of the key. Leaves it for Gardner. Comets swing it in the left corner to McCullough. Back to Jalen Betts now. Betts on the attack. Oh, stripped by Trim. What a defensive play by Ethan Trim with the quick hands. Betts thought he had the big fella on skates, and Ethan said, I do not think so. Out near midcourt, now to Bursey, has his pocket pick cleaned by Betts, up and, oh, he missed the layup, rebound and put back for Peyton McCullough. He has 7, good hustle for Peyton McCullough. So Jalen Betts was angry that he got his pocket picked. He came right back and got a pilfer of his own, but then missed the layup. Good hustle by McCullough, saved the bucket. A 10-point Comet lead, 10 seconds for the quarter. Here's to Bursey on the right wing, dumps it down to Trim, spins baseline and draws the foul. For Ethan Trim, he has very quick feet and soft hands. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Carletonville. The foul on Gabe Logger, his 1st. Cavies line everybody up on the baseline. Plenty of time here, 4.3 seconds. Duckles, bad pass, lobbed it to the top of the key, stolen by Betts, and then he is fouled by Siglock. That just went way wrong real fast for Carletonville, as it was a safety valve pass to the top of the key. The problem was Betts was on the outside shoulder of Siglock, so he had the inside position once that ball was thrown. He was like the receiver, and Siglock was like the defensive back. Jalen Betts at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for 2, rattles home the 1st toss. 6 points for Betts. Heinz Furniture, they are 5th generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Just 8-tenths of a second for the third quarter. 2nd free throw for Betts is no good. Rebound down to Trim. Lets it fly. That will come up short. Length of the floor. 3 quarters in the books here at Carletonville. It is Greenville 43. The Cavaliers 32. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. It was a 9-point lead at the half. It was an 11-point lead at the half, and it's an 11-point lead now as the teams played to a 14-14 tie in that third quarter. Greenville gets the basketball to start the money quarter up 43-32. Carletonville got it down to 7 at one point in that third quarter, and they had a free throw to get it to 6, but couldn't cash. Here is Christian Bauer, left wing with Jalen Betts. Right elbow now with Gabe Logger. He will leave it back for Peyton McCullough. Jarred loose by Trim. McCullough will track it down near the sideline. Left wing now with Desmond Gardner. Into the hands of Christian Bauer. Logger spins middle. No one was home. He lays it up and in. Gabe Logger's first bucket. He caught that at the elbow, a quick spin to the inside, and there was no defender in his path. 45-32 Comets, 7:15 ball game. Carletonville led briefly in the first quarter. Other than that, Greenville has been out in front all night long. Here's Sidglock on the right wing. Trim down on the block to Wills. Draws defenders. Doesn't matter. Rises over the top. Off the window. It's good for Aaron Wills, the 6'3 junior. Here come the Comets now with Christian Bauer on the attack. Gets to the front of the rim. Lays it up and in. 10 points for Bauer off the Greenville bench. 47-34. Greenville with the lead. 6:45 to play in the ballgame. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Trim, bounce pass down to Wills, fading from the baseline, off the window. It's good for Aaron Wills. He has 8, 47-36. Carletonville needs stops on this end of the floor. 6:25 to play. Trim almost came up with a steal, jarred it loose from Lager. Now to the floor, Wills rips it away. We're going to get a jump ball, and Carletonville will have it on the arrow. So Trim started it. Wills finished it off. Good hustle by the Carletonville big men. A line change now for the Comets as they got five new players coming in. Jack Schoffelberger, Fletcher Manhart, Nathan Grohl, Clayton Daneman, and Ryan Heath. Here's Sidglock across midcourt. Ethan keeps the bounce alive on the right wing. Feeds the block down to Trim. Draws a crowd. Muscles it up. Are they going to get in for travel? Yep. That was a good job by Ryan Heath coming in from the backside. Trim never saw him as he started to put that ball on the floor. Heath came in and swiped at it, and that forced Trim to shuffle his feet. He lost his mask in the process. So he'll get that readjusted. 6 minutes for the ball game. Comets lead 47-36. Here's Grohl, top of the key, into the hands of Ryan Heath on the wing now with Manhart. Fletcher, top of the key to Schoffelberger. Comets again swinging it across the perimeter. Here's Manhart, left wing. Fletcher cut off the dribble drive, leaves it back for Schoffelberger. His pass out to Heath, tipped, stolen by Sidglock. Ethan goes up and down for the easy deuce from the left side. 8 for Ethan Sidglock. Single-digit ball game, 47-38. 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Here is Daneman on the baseline, rises up, left it short, rebound down to Ethan Trim. Cavaliers need a good possession here. Still plenty of time in this ball game. Sidglock brings it into the front court, leaves it on the right wing for Mason Duckles. Off to Wills, left side of the key now with Taberzi. Into the hands of Sidglock. Here's Wills, left side of the key. Mason Duckles has it now on the right wing. Man-to-man defense for the Comets. Sidglock will come and get the basketball, but he's being denied by Schoffelberger, so Duckles has to go right wing to Taberzi. Great denial there from Jack Schoffelberger. That kind of sums up the Comet defense. Nothing easy. Here's Wills at the right elbow. He leaves it back for Taberzi. Down on the block, Trim goes baseline, steps through, tough shot, missed it, gets it back, and draws the foul. 4:42 for the ball game, and Ethan Trim will be at the free throw line. Sixth team foul on Greenville. Actually, that's the seventh team foul. So is it one in bonus or a two-shot foul? It'll be one in bonus for Ethan Trim at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. 4:42 for the ball game. We'll get our fourth quarter mask timeout. Greenville 47, Carletonville 38. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main in Carletonville following these messages on WSMI. Out of the mask timeout, Ethan Trim at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for the one in bonus. 4:42 to play in the game. The free throw is short for Ethan, and the rebound down to Nathan Grohl for Greenville. That just grazed the front iron. 47-38 Comets. Clock running 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Fletcher Manhart on the right wing. Left wing now with Nathan Grohl. He puts it on the deck, attacks, jump pass to Manhart, right wing. Top of the key, Gardner. Ball fakes the three, leaves it back now for Peyton McCullough. He'll dribble drive, leaves it for Grohl. Nathan attacks, and a whistle and foul on Carletonville. It'll be two free throws for Nathan Grohl. So Grohl will head to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two tosses. They are fifth generation at Heinz Furniture, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. The foul on Wills, his fourth. First free throw for Grohl is good. And for Nathan, he now has 11 points, 3 out of 5 at the foul line. He's made 1 out of 2, his first 2 trips, and he gets both of them here for a dozen points. 49-38 Greenville. We approach the 4-minute mark of the ball game. Mason Duckles across the timeline for the Cavies. Man-to-man defense for the Comets. Duckles handling. Works right side. Now he's cut off. Leaves it back to Trim, right side of the key. Bounce pass. Wills off the window. It's good for Aaron Wills. He has 10. A nice find from Ethan Trim. Back to a 9-point game. Garlandville needs a stop. They need to string some stops together here. 3:50 for the game. Easier said than done against this patient Greenville team. They swing it across the perimeter, now on the baseline with Daneman. Clayton bounced it once, picked it up. Fletcher Manhart comes against the basketball. He leaves it for Grohl. Nathan attacks, and as he steps through the double team, a blocking foul on Carthenville. Their 5th team foul, so baseline out of bounds for Greenville, 3:34 to play. The guilty party will be Mason Duckles. That's his first. Baseline out of bounds for the Comets. A Comet at each elbow, a Comet at each corner. Here's Manhart, the inbounder, has it left. Baseline dribble, drive, attacks, and draws the foul. Well, that's a nice little out-of-bounds set there. You get the defense pretty spread out across the floor, and then you get it right back to the inbounder. The inbounder is always dangerous on those plays, no matter what the play design is. Always got to look for the inbounder. The foul on Taberzi, his first, team's 6th, at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Fletcher Manhart has not scored tonight. Now he has as he puts home the toss. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. A 10-point lead for the Comets. Second free throw for Manhart is good. He gets the pair of tosses. 11-point lead for Greenville, 51-40. And that has really been the working margin for the Comets here in the second half. That's what they led by at the half. We've seen Carlinville get it down to single digits a couple different times. As Siglock triggers the three, left it short. Rebound down to the Comets and McCullough. Long pass in the front court to Gardner. He will pull it back now and slow it up. The Comets will work some clock. McCullough, top of the key with Gardner. Left wing with Nathan Grohl. Here's McCullough. Into the hands of Gardner in the right corner. Inside of 3 minutes for the ball game now. Top of the key with Nathan Grohl. Grohl leaves it between the circles to McCullough. Left wing with Fletcher Manhart. These two schools will see each other on the football field 16 days from now. We'll have it live Friday night, March 19th on FM 106. Spring football. Going to be weird. We'll be filling out NCAA tournament brackets, putting the Illini into the Final Four, and taking in high school football. Trim steps in, tries to take the charge, and they're going to get it for the block. That's a good call. Third on Trim, 7th team foul on Carthenville. You think about the spring, we're going to have Cardinal baseball on AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. We'll have the Fighting Illini on 105.3 The Ox, and then we'll have high school football on WSMI FM 106, a spring like no other, and quite frankly, a spring like we hope we never see again. 2:27 for the ball game, and David Suits wants a timeout. Greenville leading Carthenville 51-40. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, spotlight on sports at 7:30 on FM 106. Then girls high school basketball Friday night, Lincolnwood at Nokomis about 7:15 with the live coverage. And more girls hoops Saturday night, Hillsboro at Southwestern. South Central Conference Championship implications there. That'll be live at 7 Saturday night on FM 106. And, of course, we stream all our high school sports at WSMIRadio.com. Desmond Gardner at the Heinz Furniture free throw line puts home the first toss. He has 3. They are stocked with quality furniture on sale at Heinz Furniture. Take it home today. 5th generation at Heinz Furniture in Carthenville. Second free throw for Gardner is no good. Rattled out. 1 out of 2 for Desmond. A 12-point lead for Greenville. Clock running, 2:20 ball game. Here's Trim, top of the key. Ethan Trim holding. fakes a couple of passes, now puts it on the deck, leaves it back for Siglock. Ethan Siglock across the floor on the baseline to Taberzi. Aiden Taberzi puts it on the deck, leaves it right wing. Aaron Wills for three, way too strong, missed all the rim off the other side of the backboard, and the rebound down to Greenville. Here's Fletcher Manhart, 2 minutes ball game. Desmond Gardner, top of the key to Peyton McCullough. Thought about the three, but recognizes time and score, and the Comets will work clock. 108 seconds for the ball game. 52-40. Here's Fletcher Manhart. Dribble drive, kicks to Gardner. He thought about the three, instead leaves it top of the key for Nathan Grohl. Grohl on the attack, back out top of the key to McCullough. 90 seconds to play in the ball game. 52-40 Greenville. They've only lost twice all year, both to Hillsboro, who has not lost all year. And we will have Hillsboro Paint a Boys Monday night live at 7:30. Hillsboro Paint a Girls Monday night broadcast about 9 o'clock on FM 106. Both of those games very important in South Central Conference play. Of course, Hillsboro, their next two games here over the weekend, Southwestern Saturday, Paint a Monday, those games will go a long way to determining the South Central Conference champion. Fletcher Manhart at the Heinz Furniture free throw line knocks down the toss. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854 at Heinz Furniture. Second free throw for Fletcher. Good. He gets the pair. He's 4 of 4 at the stripe for all four of his points. 54-40 Greenville. 85 seconds for the ball game. Here's Mason Duckles out on the right wing. Duckles brings it to the top of the key, keeps the bounce alive, being guarded out there by Brady Lingley, who's checked in for the Comets. Here's Wills, 17-footer, too strong, rebound tapped around as Trim just discards his defender. That was Clayton Danham, and he goes flying across the baseline. Ethan got his money's worth on that one. And we will walk to the other end for free throws. There'll still be one in bonus on the ninth team foul. Greenville spent a lot of time at the Heinz Furniture free throw line here in the fourth quarter. They're 7 out of 8 from the stripe here in the money quarter. Heinz Furniture, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Free throw for Danneman is short. Here's Siglock with the rebound for Carlinville. He pushes into the front court in a hurry. We approach the final minute of the ball game, a 14-point Greenville lead. Duckles on the attack, left the finger roll short. Rebound is off of Wills, out of bounds. It'll be Greenville ball, 56.4 seconds to play. Offense for defense here for David Suits and Carlinville, so Wills out, Trim back in for the Cavvies. Fighting Illini basketball Saturday, 2 o'clock on the Ox at Ohio State. Throttled Michigan last night. That was beyond impressive without Io, and they were up by 28 at one point in the second half at number 2 Michigan. Right now, Illinois is on the one line, and they were on the one line before that beatdown of Michigan last night. They are solidly on the one line now. Still a lot of work to do, though. Free throw for Grohl is no good. At the Heinz Furniture free throw line. 49.3 seconds for the ball game. Heinz Furniture since 1854 in Carlinville. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Second free throw is short for Grohl, so he missed the pair. Clock running, 45 seconds for the ball game. Trim wants the three, top of the key, missed it too strong. Grohl tracks down the rebound, but he can't save it as he goes flying out of bounds. They're going to say it is Carlinville ball. Jeremy Smith just pointed the wrong way. That happens from time to time. 37.5 seconds for the game. Mason Duckles back in. Alex Strutner is out for the Cavvies. And for Greenville, we're going to have some substitutions here. Fletcher Manhart out. Jalen Betts is into the ball game. And for Carlinville, let's see, Aaron Wills going to return. He'll be replacing Aiden Tosh. The final home game of the season for Carlinville here tonight. And the seniors will come off the floor. And they will get a nice ovation from the folks who have been allowed admittance here tonight. Wasn't senior night. That was a few weeks ago. Three ball, yes, for Mason Duckles off the right wing. He has 11. clock running, 25 seconds ball game. 54-43, Greenville with the lead. On the left wing with Brady Lingling. 18 seconds for the contest. He hands off to Christian Bauer into the hands of Jalen Betts. Betts now on the dribble back near midcourt with 10. He checks the clock, and he's just going to dribble it out. 54-43 will be the final. Greenville comes into Carletonville and knocks off the Cavaliers here tonight. 54-43 the final. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Greenville wins it over Carletonville 54-43. Commons led 13-8 after one, 29-18 at the half, and then it would be an 11-point margin after three, 43-32, and an 11-point margin at the final, 54-43. Greenville balanced tonight. They were led by Nathan Grohl with a dozen, 10 for Christian Bauer, 8 points for Jack Schoffelberger, 7 points for Peyton McCullough, 6 points for Jalen Betts, 4 points for Fletcher Manhart, and then 3 points for Desmond Gardner, 2 points for Gabe Lager, 2 points for Clayton Daneman. I had the Comets 10 of 17 at the free throw line tonight, and let's see, they hit 6 three balls, none in that fourth quarter. For Carletonville, they were led tonight by Mason Duckles with 11, 10 for Aaron Wills, 9 for Ethan Trim, 8 for Ethan Siglock, and 5 for Aiden Taberzi. Carletonville just 5 of 17 at the free throw line, and the second quarter, the first half really was the difference. It was a 5-point lead for the Comets after one, and then they outscored Carletonville 16-10 in the second, led by 11 at the half. We saw Carletonville get it down to 7 at one point in the third quarter. They had it down to single digits several different times in the second half. They just couldn't get over the hump, and every time they were making that run, Greenville would have just a super patient offensive possession where they had supreme ball movement, everybody touching the ball, and it ended in open shots on those possessions that they were able to cash in. So Greenville now 9-2 on the year. Both of their losses to Hillsboro, and Hillsboro survived Vandalia tonight in overtime. So the Toppers stay perfect on the year with an overtime victory over Vandalia. This evening, of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on WSMI FM 106. Thanks to the fine folks here at Carletonville, Principal Pat Drew, Athletic Director Darren Deneve. They always treat us so great every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. More hoops Friday night, girls action, Lincolnwood at Nokomis. Saturday night, girls hoops has Hillsboro at Southwestern. You can always find our broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. These two schools will do it again in 16 short days. They will kick off the spring football season March 19th with Carletonville at Greenville. In the basketball game tonight, it's the Comets over the Cavies, 54-43. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106. I am Tim Mize saying good night from Carletonville.